Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okie dokie, Sophie, I have just pressed the record button and I'm sitting on my own in my kitchen. I can't believe you're not here.
I know, I feel terrible I'm not there. This podcast is so much joy and so much energy for me and I miss doing it. So we will
me
be
too.
Doing it.
Being in my kitchen is not the same as without you. I'm sitting here with delicious sweet Thai iced tea, and I bought back dried mulberries from Turkey, and Wilma's wanting a scratch. She wants you too. We all want you. What are you doing? Where are you at keeping it real at this point in time?
I am keeping it real and in a wonderful venue. I'm in Yorkshire.
What are you doing in Yorkshire?
I'm at an amazing event hosted by Warehouse where they've invited 10 influencers to talk about women's fashion, the reality of London life, being part of the rat race, affordable luxury, and empowering women, to give women fashion at their fingertips so they can feel that they can afford it. It's a really lovely event with some very diverse women and some lovely women that I'd love to get on our podcast, actually.
Oh, amazing.
A special, a lady who's been through postnatal depression, who has a big charity now and a big Instagram following about mental health and postnatal depression and how you handle that. I've got Lizzie Loves Healthy, who's written a couple of cookbooks all about fussy eaters. She's a celiac, so all the recipes that you could possibly wish for if you've got celiac issues.
What is celiac?
It's when you have intolerance to anything, dairy. I couldn't actually tell you, but it's an anaphylactic shock bad reaction.
Oh,
yes, it's like having a nut allergy. You cannot eat anything with wheat or...
So Lizzie Loves Healthy?
Lizzie Loves Healthy. She's written a couple of celiac cookbooks.
Oh my gosh, bring Lizzie on Keeping It Real. Would love to talk to her too.
And she's amazing at children's recipes for really fussy eater. How to get a lot of vegetables into your children who don't like them. So she's got all the tricks of the trade. So she's amazing. And then we've got the lovely ladies from Warehouse who are talking about their wonderful brand. So yeah, it's actually a magical location in the middle of Yorkshire. The sun is shining. I've got a glass of Prosecco in my hand and I'm actually rather enjoying a little trip out from London. So it's rather nice.
That sounds really rather nice. So, Sophie, we are keeping life very real in that you and I are going to have to find out a way to continue our weekly podcasts going into these crazy months of children's school holidays, et cetera, et cetera. And believe it or not, I got back at 3:36 a.m. last night from Turkey. 2 days late because you won't believe it, I missed my flight out for the first time in my life.
I don't want to say this to you, but that day we walked through the airport when you were looking in all the shops in Heathrow going, we've got plenty of time. And I'm having a small shit fit because I've missed a flight.
Oh my God.
Like, relax. And
no,
now
no, no,
you've
no. Can I tell you what happened? This is almost worse. So I looked at my British Airways app, right? And all I see is what I think is Terminal 5. So Peter Pan comes to pick up my kids and I. We head to the airport. And as we are about to take the turning to Heathrow Terminal 5, someone in the car says to me, Gatwick South?
I'm like, my gosh.
What? I was like, no. This is Terminal 5. This is definitely Terminal 5. And all of a sudden, I realized that my Terminal 5 was, in fact, Gatwick Terminal South. That's how blind I am.
Get your eyes tested.
darling heart, I'm already wearing +3 and +2, 7.5 in the other eye. Can you believe it? So I can't even see through my current prescription. Anyway, we said to Peter Pan, you know what? Let's just try and make it. And we literally got to Gatwick South 20 minutes before the plane took off, which meant that we ended up having the next flight to Dalaman was not till 2 days later, which then meant that we extended our other leg for 2 days. So all my meetings on Sunday and Monday, I've had to put into today because I'm leaving tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. to one of my oldest girlfriend's wedding. And you know what's adorable? So I'm going to the wedding of a friend of mine who met her childhood sweetheart when she was 14, and they were madly in love with each other for 4 years. And when they finished school aged 18, she decided to go and find herself. And she decided that the place to go and find herself was definitely Jamaica.
Oh my goodness.
And when she got to Jamaica, and she really had a good time in Jamaica, she came back 12 years later with a child. But so coming back these 12 years later, having gone on a big spiritual journey consequently, she then bumped into her boyfriend from 14 to 18. And he said to her, I never forgot you. I've been pining for you all these years. And she said to him, I never forgot you either. And they've been together for the last 3 years and they're getting married this weekend in Spain. And he's adopted her child. And it's just all very sweet. So I'm off tomorrow, which means that this week's podcast, Sof Badoof, we got to do down in wedding mode while you're wherever you may be this week. I don't know, where are you? And what day should we do?
I'm back tomorrow and then I'm around all weekend.
Should we then do Thursday?
Let's do Thursday.
All right, my love, I've got to go pick up Nick. So nice to see you. Lots of love.
Bye.
Still crazy after all these years. Whoa. Still crazy after all these years.
We are super thrilled to be sponsored by Daniel Wellington. Don't you think that right now is such a great time to celebrate dads all over the UK?
Absolutely.
We have a Father's Day campaign online on the 17th of June. 20% of all the Dopper collection, and you get an additional 15% off with the personalized promotion code Keeping It Real.
I love that.
Listeners out there, it's really important to treat yourself, and it's time to get a watch to freshen up the summer style.
That is so true.
This Dapper collection can both be for men and for women. If you don't want to treat yourself, treat your father or your brother or your son or some other man that you love. All you have to do is use the promotion code Keeping It Real. It'll give you 15% discount in the web shop online. The code also works in all stores around London, which is a very special offer only to the listeners of Keeping It Real. All of Sophie's and my favorites can be found on danielwellington.com. Thank you, Daniel Wellington. We are in. After many, many technical problems, Sophie has technicalities in Putney.
I don't live in Putney, banana.
I meant Parsons Green. Starts with a P, you know what I mean. And I found myself in Marbella.
Oh my God.
Where I'm spending the next 3 days for some very, very, very dear friends' wedding. And so if you won't actually believe it, or nor will you guys out there. And by the way, welcome to another episode of Keeping It Real by Caroline and Sophie. It is freezing.
What, in Marbella?
In Marbella.
Oh yes. No. Oh, that's
darling,
so
heart,
disappointing.
I have packed clothes for the next 3 days, of course, and the hottest thing I've got to wear is a bikini.
Oh dear.
Seriously, do you think if I put four on top of each other it might make me feel warmer? A disaster.
I think we're just gonna have to take the blanket off the bed in the hotel and walk around in that.
telling right now, I'm wearing someone's cardigan. I'm still wearing the warm winter trousers that I traveled in, which I'm absolutely not taking off. It is simply so cold.
Such a shame. What's happening to the weather?
They say it's going to get better tomorrow, but I think it was a Mistral wind that came by. I mean, Denmark have actually had better weather in the last month than any country I know, whether it be Turkey or now Spain for that matter. Do you remember when I went to the Feria de Sevilla?
Yeah.
It was also freezing.
Oh, was it? Well, I've just come back from Yorkshire, from the Yorkshire Dales. And it was...
How were the Yorkshire Dales?
It was boiling. It was like beautiful sunshine. Bit chillier today, but yesterday was absolutely gorgeous. I went to stay at this beautiful lodge called Middleton Lodge. And it was just a picture-perfect hotel in the sort of rolling dales of Yorkshire. It was wonderful. And we were there with Warehouse, which used to be one of my favourite go-to brands when I was sort of in my early 20s. But actually, I haven't shopped there for so long.
I didn't know they still existed.
They do. And the thing is, they've shut down a lot of their concessions and they've gone, I mean, a lot of their main shops, and they've gone into concessions. So they're in Debenhams and John Lewis and places like that. But I was invited into the shop to go and choose a dress. And I have to say, I just picked the most gorgeous summer dress and it looked fabulous with little heels and an evening bag. And I was thinking to myself, what a great little find.
How amazing.
Reignited my relationship with Warehouse and met some really lovely influencers and blogger mummies, all from different walks of life. And I've actually invited one of the lovely girls, Jo, to come and talk to us. She's got a charity that she set up for postnatal depression because she suffered very badly for the first 2 years of having her child with postnatal depression. And she still treats it because you can't just walk away from something like that. So it's
no,
a very
of course not.
Interesting
of course not. How
topic.
Interesting.
Yeah. And she's lovely and she's got a gorgeous little girl and she's happy now, but she still has to take medication and do regular counselling to stay on top of it. And I think it's a really interesting subject that lots of people don't talk about, because I think people feel ashamed if they don't connect with their baby or they don't feel so overjoyed that they've had their baby. And
but darling heart, I also think it's got a lot to do with the fact that people just don't know that they're feeling blue, feeling these hormonal imbalances after you've had a child could actually be down to the fact that you have postnatal depression.
Absolutely.
You know, I know that my sister, who speaks very openly and honestly about this, she had a really, really, really terrible postnatal depression after her second child. She probably also had a postnatal depression probably after her first child, but completely unaware of it. But because the second one was so bad, she actually had to be submitted into hospital and was in hospital for 6 weeks. So I've really had it close to home in my heart. So I would love to meet with Jo simply because it really is one of the most important subjects. And I think it's a subject that's very important for us also to not only shed light on, but also, you know, the whole shame factor, as you were talking about before, making these subjects feel okay to talk about openly because there is no shame about it. Quite on the contrary, you know, it's a chemical imbalance that happens in your body that you really have no control over.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a devastating thing to have to go through and something which you never really recover from when you've hit that low moment. I mean, she said she was near suicide and it's obviously just such a terrifying place to be. And anyway, so it was a wonderful, wonderful trip and it was really enjoyable getting to know some new, lovely influencer mummies and, you know, be treated to a lovely night away to all get to know each other. And what I really took away from it was, you know, we often pop into events and things where we're invited to go for a glass of champagne and it's in and out, or we're sitting around a dinner table and there's so many people and you actually never really get to connect with people. And this felt more like a retreat. And I just thought, what a special way to actually bring people together and actually foster new relationships and new friendships with people. And it was a really magical experience being taken to Yorkshire by a train and, to know some completely different characters. And it was really enjoyable. So
I love that about you, Sophie. I love the fact that you're just always so open-minded to meeting new people, and you just always go with your arms open and your heart open. And that's a really, really wonderful quality.
I really enjoy it. I have to say that's one of my favorite things to do, is go and meet new people and get new ideas and chat and bounce off each other. And I just find it's a fantastic way of opening your mind and your heart and your sharing. And it's just a lovely way to realize that there's so many people out there doing different things, but we all are connected in various similar ways. And I thoroughly enjoy it. So I've had a wonderful, wonderful trip, and I'm now back at my desk and playing catch up because... I had my final day in court with Alex last week, which was not enjoyable.
Oh my goodness, Sophie, I didn't know that you guys were actually ending up in court.
Well, it wasn't really because we have a fight over anything. It was basically because we needed to draw a line under everything, and it's just been going on and on and on and on for so long. And we needed people to just help us draw that line, and now it's been drawn.
So you have completely drawn a line. Are you now completely officially divorced and everything is settled and over and done with?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yeah. How does that feel?
Well, it's a mixed feeling because I don't want to go into too much detail because it's obviously personal, but it's not going to be as easy as I was hoping it might be, and I'm really starting on my own from scratch.
Oh, in terms of your responsibilities?
My financial responsibilities.
Yes.
I am completely and utterly self-sufficient now.
Good for you. Well done, my love.
Not through choice.
No, I understand, but you know what I've got to say? And I think a lot of our listeners out there will probably really be able to relate to this, and I can definitely sign my name on the dotted line where that goes. It is extraordinary when you get divorced, especially if you've never had to take huge financial responsibility. And mine started 48 hours after I got divorced over 10 years ago. And I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, because I was in Turkey last week, and I was talking to my friend, to this friend of mine, about the fact that, you know, I wasn't, I'd never really worked before, and I didn't grow up knowing that I was going to spend my life working, because that wasn't kind of in my upbringing. But I have to say that it has been one of the most rewarding and gratifying experiences, and the feeling, and I think this will ring true to most women, is that the day that you realize that you are strong enough and not only capable but also able to take care of yourself is, you know, the time when you will really be free.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. My problem is that I have worked all of my life since I left home. I started working when I was 23 years old, and I had really good jobs, and I saved money, and I bought my own house, and I had a nice car, and I paid my way, and I was really happy to do that. But when I got married, I was hoping that I'd be able to have more of a balance between bringing up my children and working. And I really, really, really want to try and avoid going back into full-time employment for somebody else, because it means that I will not see my children. And I know this will be the case for plenty of women out there, and I'm sure it's a massive struggle for them, for their hearts, because I want to have breakfast with my boys. I want to be here when they come back from school. I want to cook them supper. I want to put them to bed. I want to be present for them, because even if they didn't mind, I mind. I feel such a heavy heart when I'm not there at those times for them. For myself, not just for them, but for my own self. And in order to cover everything I've got to cover, I have got to really, really produce more clients. And, you know, it's not going to be easy for me to do it being self-employed. And I know that struggle, it will be very true for a lot of people, but just not having any security blanket, you know, no savings, no house, nothing. There's nothing for me to fall back on. So it's just a daunting feeling. Yes, of course, it's empowering to be self-sufficient, and I'm really happy to work my socks off, but as long as I can provide what I need to provide. Anyway, it's obviously
But you know what, Sophie, can I tell you something? You, as you said, you've been working since you were 23 and you were really able to do quite well. And I have absolutely no doubt in the whole wide world that you're going to do really well again. And I think it's really important for you to not put any shadow of doubt in your faith. I think at this point in time, because I really believe in laws of attraction and I really believe in the power of the mind. And I really believe that if you believe with not a single shadow of a doubt, then you will succeed.
Yeah.
You know, it was very interesting. I was reading a book recently and in this book, it was explaining about how, you know, Roger Federer ends up winning the last ball of the tennis game, or any other big sports star for that matter. And this psychologist behind this book was saying that it is because Roger Federer and these other winners, they already have the mindset before they go into their game that they're going to win.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
true. There is not a single shadow of a doubt. And it is only in those last intense moments that the person who doesn't believe is the person who will lose.
Yeah.
And I really believe that in everything.
I believe that.
If you believe in love, love will come. I believe if you believe in whether it is financial success or whether it is bringing a beautiful friendship into your life or whether it is moving mountains in hopes for our children, I really believe that our faith can move mountains. I mean, can we just talk about what happened to you last week and Harry?
Oh my goodness. Wow. Yeah, I just feel like I am being tested quite a lot these days. You know, I do feel like I'm being tested, and I keep rising to the challenge. I keep doing all the self-love and self-care things, but at this point in my life, I would love somebody to rescue me. I know it sounds pathetic, but it would just be such a relief not to have all this pressure on my shoulders. And I'm not saying that from being a damsel in distress. I think I'm just really tired. And last week was another complete disaster where it wasn't his fault, but my ex-husband Alex went into the bank, and it was a really, really busy day. It was the bank holiday weekend and Duke of York Square had a market on. And Harry was looking the other way as Alex went into the bank. And one minute Alex was there and the next minute he was gone. And Harry didn't know where he'd gone. So he looked around the market, couldn't find him. And then he thought to himself, well, I'll take myself back to where I had a play date with Nico. Because he said, I thought maybe if I went back to the place on the King's Road that Nico and I had lunch, that maybe Nico might be there because he likes it there. And he might say, oh, Harry, I'm here. And so Harry was rather excited at the prospect of seeing Nico, and trotted off to Joe and the Juice on the King's Road. And when he got there, discovered it was also full of people who he didn't know. So I think he was slightly freaked out by that stage, and he wasn't quite sure what to do. And it's quite a long walk from Duke of York Square to Joe and the Juice. So Alex comes out of the bank because he can't see him in the bank and starts having a panic, runs around the market, calling him, asking everybody if they've seen him. Nobody's seen him in the market. So he spends a good 10 minutes in the market looking for him, but Harry's gone. So he was never going to find him. So Alex thinks, what on earth am I going to do? So he calls the police because he thought paedophile, which is what I would have thought. You know, you just suddenly think, oh my God, someone's taken him. Because where would he be? And by the way, Alex hadn't called me by this point. Thank God. I know, but I'll tell you my reaction when he did call me. But so Alex calls the police. Within 2 minutes, 20 police rock up and launch a search party for him. So 15 minutes after Harry's gone, there's now 20 police swarmed the King's Road and looking for him. And about 10 minutes later, so in total, I think he was missing for nearly 30 minutes, which is a very, very long time to not be with your child. And they went into Joe and the Juice and they found, and Harry actually went up to them and said, "I'm lost." And they said, "Are you Harry Stanbury?" And he said, "Yes." And they said, "Your father's looking for you." And Harry was put into the back of the police car and he was taken down Duke of York Square. And by that stage, Harry was frightened and he was scared and he was very scared that he was going in a police car. And he said, I said, "Did you cry?" And he said, "I really tried not to, Mummy, but I felt like I was going to." And I said, "It's okay to cry, Harry. If you need to cry, of course you can cry." And he said, what I thought I was going to do was retrace my steps back to Caroline's house. Because he said, I knew that if I got to Caroline's house, Caroline would look after me and she'd call you and I'd be safe.
Bless him. And, oh my gosh, Sophie.
But, you know, that I know, and it broke my heart, you know, bless him. And I thought, gosh, he would never have found his
way. It just melted my heart.
I know.
It just melted my heart. Oh, my goodness. Can I adopt him as my godson?
I know. He's so sweet. He said.
That is so sweet.
I know. So anyway, so Alex called me in the last 5 minutes of them not finding him.
Oh my God.
And we were both going down to the country. He had the boys and I was going to meet him at his parents' house because it was the bank holiday weekend and we were going down to his parents' house with the pool and la la la.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought he was going, "Why haven't you left London yet?" So I answered the phone because that's what normally happens. He's normally calling me up to tell me off for something. So I answered the phone and I went, "I'm just about to leave. I'm literally packing the car up. Coco's ready. I'm ready. We're all ready." And he went, "Soph." And I went, "Oh my God, what?" And he went, "Harry's missing." And I went, "Oh my God." And I literally fell on the floor and said, what? And then I started screaming. It's words that you literally cannot bear to hear. Anyway.
Oh,
it was horrendous. Anyway, so I then, my poor au pair, it was her day off. She was having sleep on the bed. I went running up to her room and I said, "Yolanda, please, please help me. I've got to find Harry. Get in the car with me now." Grabbed her, put her in the car with me and literally floored it to the King's Road. I know I shouldn't say that on this podcast.
No, but anybody would understand, darling. Anyone would understand.
And I was shaking. Because I, you know, Alex said he's been missing for nearly half an hour. And I just thought, paedophile, he's been kidnapped. It's a busy market day. It's perfect territory. Someone's taken him. And I thought I was going to throw up. Anyway, just as I got to the King's Road, Alex called me and said they found him. And I was uncontrollably shaking. And it took me probably 4 hours to get it out of my system. Because the weird thing is even when you're reunited, which obviously was the most amazing feeling, and I felt so lucky. And you know what went through my head, which really broke my heart, was, my God, Madeleine McCann's parents must have been beside themselves. I mean, how they have got through their lives and been parents to their other children, I do not know.
No.
Because I, in that moment of thinking he'd been taken, I wanted to die. I literally wanted to die. And, you know, obviously I didn't want to die because I've got Finn, but I just thought, I can't even imagine life without Harry. And then as I drove, obviously Harry was fine. I spoke to him. He was, you know, he was very sweet. And you know, about coming to your house, it was so, so moving and touching. And I just thought, he's such a lovely boy. And, and then when I was driving to the country on my own, because Alex was taking them, all that was going through my head was, my God, can you imagine if we hadn't found him? Can you imagine if he'd been taken? And I couldn't stop thinking about it, even though I knew he was fine. So I kept having to put the music on and try and sing, and then my mind would go back there. So I ended up listening to a really interesting podcast on the way down, actually, just to try and distract myself from thinking about it. And even when that night when I fell asleep, I just thought, my God, how have Madeleine McCann's parents ever, how would you even handle this? So I think really what I've taken away from this quite horrible experience was checkpoints. And I had such a long chat with my boys about checkpoints and who to talk to if you find yourself lost. But
sweetheart, how clever of Harry, actually. I think it's rare that you hear someone be able to think at such a young age in a way that is so sensible, because of course Joe and the Juice, one place, tracking his way back to my house, there will be someone in one of these two places. You know, I would have been at home, but also the fact that he just thought of going to Joe and the Juice, I think is completely incredible.
I know, bless him. And he remembered it, you know, it was a special moment for him and a happy moment. And I think in that moment he wanted to feel happy. And he knew if Nico was there and he had lunch with Nico, then his whole day would be happy again. Yeah. And that's what was just so heartwarming about it, is I just thought, gosh, he's so sweet.
Oh, darling, I can hear the heartache. I can hear it.
Oh, God. But, you know, the one thing I would say to all parents is, you know, I know that we keep an eye on our children, but in a split second, somebody will turn the wrong way, or a person will walk in between you and you won't see your child, or it won't see you, he or she won't see you. And now we've had this happen, we now have talked about checkpoints, and I've said absolutely do not go to John Lewis, because I've heard about horrible kidnap attempts in John Lewis because it's such a big department store. So I said you go to either Space NK or you go to another shop which is small. Geox, I said, was the other one, because it's a children's shoe shop, or a children's shop, ideally. And you tell them that you've lost your mummy and your daddy, and can they call the police? And I said, that's just what you do immediately. Even if you're not sure absolutely. If you're going to find mummy and daddy straight away, I would rather you did that, and I'd rather you called the police than you stood confused on the street and somebody came and tried to help you and they weren't a very nice person. Because... Yeah. You're a very vulnerable person when you're a little person, and it doesn't even bear thinking about, you know. And there's a lot of very odd people around, and it's just important to tell your children, first of all, who to go to. Because, you know, the other thing I was thinking is if they went into a big shop like, I don't know, Peter Jones, John Lewis, perhaps the shopkeeper would think they were a bit bonkers. Do you know what I mean? I just don't know.
Completely.
Or just ignore
completely.
Them. Or just be like, hang on a minute, I'm doing something.
No.
Yeah.
I definitely think that I would hope that if children went into a shop and said, I'm lost, that you know, the shopkeeper would immediately call it. Yes, and I really do believe that people would do that in 99.9% of cases.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a very, very good lesson to learn. And I am just so pleased it turned out the way it did. And funnily enough, just talking
How did Alex take it?
He cried uncontrollably for the whole day. I mean, he couldn't help it.
And the boys must have been completely beside themselves as well, both of them.
Finn really didn't seem to be too bothered about it. I don't think he realised.
Seriously.
Because the thing is, he doesn't know about paedophiles. He just thought Harry'd had a nice little adventure and he couldn't really see the big deal because he doesn't know the consequences. And to a certain degree...
Isn't it scary to think that at this time that we live in... You know, I was having lunch with three girlfriends the other day. One girlfriend who lives on Tregunta Road. And they had a stabbing while I was in Turkey on Tregunta Road, where the man who got stabbed died.
Oh no.
And my girlfriend was saying, you know, it's just
frightening.
London is not so safe anymore.
No, it's not.
And then my other girlfriend, who was also at the lunch, was saying that and she lives down on Cheney Road, how so many times she sees these mopeds with one or two men on, and these are the people who are mugging. She was mugged herself a few months ago.
Yeah, that's really scary as well.
It's really, really scary.
Well, I've been mugged twice in my car. I didn't, before I had my Mini, my car wasn't central locking. I'd have to lock it manually. And twice, once on the Cromwell Road, a guy got in my car and took my handbag, but rummaged around in it before he got out of the car again. And the other time was on Redcliffe Gardens. In a traffic jam, somebody got in my car and took my bag.
How frightening.
Mm.
But, you know, everyone has got to come together in this world. I mean, I don't know what is going on, but our homes, our worlds have to become safe again. I'm so glad that what happened to Harry ended as well as it did.
Thank God. Touch wood. Well, it's fine. It's just that horrible moment where you just picture the worst, you know?
Yeah, of course.
You just think the worst. And I don't know why our brains are wired like that. But I mean, luckily, the boys.
Oh, you go into fear. You go into complete panic.
And I think I am glad that Harry a little bit more so, but I'm so glad that Finn didn't realise the gravity of it, because it would have been very disturbing if he'd known what the worst outcome. Obviously, he's only five. He's never going to know that until he's much older. But, you know, he, as far as he was concerned, Harry had trotted off to join the juice and he was having a lovely time. It's just not that his parents were thinking, yeah, which is very sweet and very innocent. And it wouldn't have even dawned on him that something bad could have happened.
But isn't that sweet? Because he feels safe at the end of the day. That is such a clear illustration of a child that feels safe. And I think whether we're children or whether we're adults in our world, whether it be inside our homes or outside our homes, in our friendships, outside our friendships, in our relationships, whatever it might be, if we feel safe, it's a really good place to be.
Yeah.
I think the number of people who don't feel safe, and I think this very much goes for a lot of relationships.
Mm.
That's when things start getting toxic.
It's
and
true.
You can see in
very
and,
true.
And I think it's really important to, on a very, very regular basis, again, check in with yourself. Are you feeling safe?
Yeah. And supportive, and if you're feeling and safe, loved.
Are you feeling yes, yes.
Yeah.
And if you're feeling safe, are you feeling happy? And if you're feeling happy, the chance of it actually being love, again, whether it's for a friend or a relationship or your work, then it's a really good place to be.
Absolutely. And if you're not, then you've got to run through a checklist of why and what's happened and try.
Yeah, and you need to make the changes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally.
And communicate. Totally. Because, you know, the one thing I would say, which is a very positive thing, is even though the outcome of Alex and I's divorce wasn't quite what I'd hoped for, Alex and I have one thing and one shared thing which means more to us than anything else in the world, and that's our boys. And through that, I will always support Alex, even, you know, if it's not in my favour, I will always have his back. I will always, you know, he's the father of my children. I'm always going to support him and care about him, and I'd never want to be on bad terms with him. I've been through that with him when we first split up, but you know, eventually it's so important to turn it around so that your children do feel that sense of security and protection, and that they can be in that bubble even if you aren't in a marriage with that person, but they still feel safe, and it's okay to tell mummy I want to see daddy, and it's okay to see dad to tell daddy I want to see mummy, and it's
100%.
You know, there's no friction or conflict for
teaching
them.
Exactly as you said, Soph, teaching children that it's okay to be honest and it's okay to be true to yourself, and that's why I think it's so important, especially with divorced children, that there never is any unkindness said about the mother to the father, or the other way around.
Absolutely.
So that the children feel very comfortable in all of the decisions they make.
Yes.
And I think the bad things only really happen when there is animosity.
And I know that's
one person or another. And the only people who pay the price are the kids.
Absolutely. It can be very, very difficult if something very bad has happened in your marriage and you are really challenged to get over that. And yes. I do understand that. Yes. And I do think that I am lucky I didn't have that experience. But at the same time, at some point, as actually Caroline, who we both mutually know, said to me, you know, your feelings have got to be in a separate compartment to those feelings that you need to protect of your children's. And whatever you feel.
So true.
In that compartment is your compartment, and you cannot project that or put it on or let it out or let it 100%. Seep into your children's compartment, because that compartment 100%. Has to be completely protected, because otherwise they'll grow up damaged from your failure to work it out with your husband, or you're not failure, but you know, it's not the children's fault that it didn't work out with your respective other half.
Of course not. Of course not. And that is the reason why it is so important that whatever wounds we have from our past, if these wounds are not grieved and healed, they will keep being a part of our life. And this is what causes people to be unkind. This is what causes people, because they're in pain, and it causes only ever ill comes health. From being in pain. 100%, 100%.
I mean, you can make yourself
sick. And I think if you're someone that can be brave enough to go and heal your wounds, you will not only find happiness. You won't want to be unkind about anybody, but it will absolutely also serve your physical body. 100%, 100%.
I totally agree.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
On a happier note, we have got the summer coming up and the children have got their sports days and end of terms. And
we've already done sports days, so.
Have you? Gosh, that was early.
Niggle got 4 gold medals and a silver.
Wow. My
can
goodness.
You believe it?
Yes, I can because he's very sporty.
Did you not see it on my Instagram?
No, when was it?
Oh, it was hysterical.
Did you do the running race?
Honey, I am not one of the mums who run.
Well, my boys make me do it, and I hate it because I'm not a runner.
Good for you.
I have to do it.
Good for you.
Because Alex can't be there, and he was actually quite good because he is a runner. And so he'd always win the father's race. And even when we weren't getting on so well, he was, you know, we both go because it's something that my boys just love. Is they don't like doing it themselves, but they do like laughing at Alex and I doing the running. Anyway, I promised Harry and Finn that I will do the running race this time. So I'm just dreading it, actually.
If you have a look at your phone right now, darling, as a little bit of inspo, there you can see little Nico with a few of his medals of the day. It was just so completely adorable.
He must have been so proud. Bless him.
Darling, he was so proud. Of course. It you know, he was talking about Sports Day weeks and weeks before he even had it. And the whole hope of winning a gold medal.
That's amazing. Unfortunately, we've had, Harry has never been that into sports. And so I pretty much have to do every single race, and not so much now, but from when he was little, I used to have to do the egg and spoon and the everything. I felt such a wally, but if I didn't do it with him and encourage him, he wouldn't want to do it. And actually, interestingly enough, because Alex isn't very sporty, he likes going to the gym and he likes running, but he's quite an insular person when it comes to exercise, and he's never really mm-hmm. said, come on Harry, let's go and play rugby or cricket or da da da. So Harry hasn't really had that passion. And our lovely au pair is leaving, I think I told you, in July. She's fallen in love with a Canadian and she's moving to Canada. And by the way, if anybody needs a lovely babysitter, I cannot recommend her enough in Canada.
Oh, wow. Let's ask all our Canadian friends.
I'm now getting a Manny. I'm getting a male au pair.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I'm also interviewing one, and I'm interviewing one next week on the 13th. I love it, Sophie. That is so funny. Our manies can be friends.
Yeah, I've been Skyping, and my previous au pair before lovely Yolanda, who's Romanian, was from Madrid. And this Ivan actually happens to be from Madrid, and Miriam, our old au pair, moved back to Madrid. And I said, would you mind meeting him and having a coffee with him and getting the lowdown? And I've already got references and done a background check and everything. But she met with him and she said, he's so lovely. He's a sports instructor and he's learning to be a teacher of sports. And I just said, you're going to save my life, because you're suddenly going to help me get these boys interested in... They love swimming. That's the one thing they do love. But I'd love them to be interested in football or cricket or tennis or something else that they could really feel part of a team in. And so I'm so excited to really start this new chapter and also have a male around, have a big brother figure for them. You know, he's 23.
Yeah.
He's so kind. You know, and I think it would be really nice to have a male influence at home, because that's something they really lack. I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have men around. I don't really have male friends that come around, you know. And so it'll be really nice to have that. I think it would be really nice. I mean, I've obviously got to buy myself some new pajamas.
I promise you, it will be 100%. I mean, as you know, I have some really lovely old Danish boy besties that have been best friends to me my whole entire life. And it really is remarkable seeing how Nicholas thrives around male energy.
Yeah.
And it really, really matters to boys.
It does. So it's very important.
Such a great idea. So important. So where's this guy from?
He's from Madrid. He's Spanish. So he's also going to teach them Spanish. And it'll be really nice.
Is he cute?
Do you know, he's a sportsman. So he's very fit. he's not.
How hilarious.
How hilarious. I think all the mums are going to be like, who is this guy that Sophie's living with? He's like 23 and brings the kids to school. Hilarious. I'm sure it will get
absolutely
a few tongues
hilarious.
Wagging. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this is something I'm doing for my boys. And I think it's going to have
absolutely.
A really positive
and you know
impact
what, darling,
on them.
Can I just tell you, tongues wagging, tongues will always wag. Tongues will always, always, always wag. There's my sweet friend, Pilou, who's just come in. I agree, Pili, a really funky smell in here. So Pili has just come with a nice glass of rosé. So as you know, I'm at this wedding.
Very nice, yes.
I'm at this wedding in Spain. So we can't be recording our poddy for that much longer.
No, of course, darling. You go back to your fun. What are you doing tonight? What's the plan? So what's your itinerary for the weekend?
What I was just going to say is, darling, tongues will always wag.
Yes.
And you know what? It's only the tongues that matter that you have to ever listen to. And the tongues that really matter will never be anything but true. And they will say stuff because it's in your best interest.
Absolutely. That is so true. And
the rest of tongue wagging, you know what? They can wag till their ears fall off. I'm so sorry, but they absolutely can.
Actually, it's funny. I saw this quote today. Everybody who's got somebody who believes in them has got to hold on to that person. That's the person they need to be around. And it's true.
Yeah.
We all need to be around people who really do believe in us and who have our backs and who take us through the highs and the lows and who are always there and are solid. And it's 100%. So important, even if you've just got one friend like that, to nurture that and give it back. You know, whatever you take, you give back. And, you know, it's just, I'm very lucky to be blessed with the most gorgeous girlfriends. And
me too.
You know,
we're so lucky. So
we are so lucky. I feel
nobody
so
nobody till somebody loves you.
Billy
just put his fingers in his ears and he's like doing the death sign. He's suffering.
I love it. So are you going to go dancing now?
Pilu,
is that your plan?
What are our plans for the weekend?
Enjoy ourselves with all our Danish friends.
Mm.
Are arriving tomorrow, 64 of them.
Oh my God, 64?
64 Danes are arriving tomorrow.
Wow.
We are 12 who've arrived today. It's so adorable. It's old friends of ours who were childhood sweethearts literally since they were 14, and they are now getting married, which is completely adorable. They're now 40 and it's just a gorgeous love story. So tomorrow we're going to have a lovely lunch at the Marbella Beach Club, and then tomorrow evening we're having dinner with all the people who are flying in.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Friday it's the actual wedding, which will be in the villa where we're staying, which is going to be an all-day thing.
Beautiful.
And then I'm either coming back Saturday or Sunday. I haven't decided yet.
Okay, well,
it depends how powerfully my heart is beating, but I'll tell you all about that. Did you hear what Pili just said?
What's that?
We love you, Sophie.
Oh, you're so sweet, Pili. That's so nice. I'm sending you lots of love from London.
And Pili just said you had the best hair in the world. Pili, by the way, is one of Denmark's absolute best stylists. Not only is he one of the best friends of the bride, but he's also one of the most talented people we have in Denmark.
Pili, when we've done some more work,
and he loved your hair. He just keeps saying, I love her hair.
Thank you, Pili. You're so kind. I want to be styled in Copenhagen.
Oh no, we're going to bring Pili to London, darling.
Oh, great.
We're going to bring Pili to London. So on that note, my sweetheart, I am going to love and leave you. I will call you tomorrow, darling. Lots
Can't
of love.
Wait. Have fun, darling. Lots of love. Bye.
Big kiss. Bye.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself some.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Voluma XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.